Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Eddie Phillips. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Heinie Scubbel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oney Carroll. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Oney Carroll. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive towards the mound. Carroll reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Clancy. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Rice moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman bunts towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to third. Gehringer moves to second. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground for an out. Rice scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heine Scubbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubbel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubbel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reynolds. Johnson moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Krause. Johnson moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson scores. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, Tigers. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 0 in the game. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Com reaches second base with a double. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. It's 3-1, Tigers. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds is hit by the pitch. Clancy moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning four, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0 for 1 in the game. Scubble hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Kraus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Scubble. Sissel moves to second. Buck Kraus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraus is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel moves to third. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scubble scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sissel scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, Tigers. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 2 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0 for 1 in the game. Carroll hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 2 in the game. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kham hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunfield can't make a play. That's a base hit. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield bunts for an out with unknown description. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Sissel moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Tigers, 3. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 0-for-2 in the game. Scubble hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Scubble reaches third base with a triple. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 0-for-2 in the game. Carroll hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scubble scores. It's 4-3, Tigers. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carroll moves to third. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out. Johnson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma Still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma Still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kahm hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-2 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Alexander hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Moss Dill. Alexander reaches second base with a double. Heilman moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kahm settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Heinie Scubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scubble is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Scubble strikes out. Two outs. Oney Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Reynolds is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Sissel hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.